Laws regarding the use of bicycles on sidewalks vary widely across the state. However, on dedicated bike paths, there's enough room for bikes and pedestrians. In addition to improving safety, they're also promoting healthy lifestyles and benefiting the economy. That's why bike paths are gaining popularity. In fact, the North Carolina Department of Transportation is allocating $400,000 this year to municipalities to develop plans that encourage safe walking and biking.
A lot of, municipalities and city staff want to provide more of these items, but they just aren't sure how or where to begin.
Brian Pohl is NCDOT's transportation planner.
And so we have this program because developing a comprehensive bicycle or pedestrian plan is really a key step. It helps cities determine what the existing conditions are. It helps them to learn the desires of the community. And then it also helps them to develop, together with the community, a vision and some goals for the future.
The initiative, now in its 13th year, has awarded $4.1 million to 155 municipalities across the state. Poole says the plans represent a strategy to expand biking and pedestrian options throughout the community.
We're really looking for cities to have thought about and understand that there is a need for these facilities and maybe recognize that there's a crosswalk that really needs to be in place, that school children are having trouble getting to their school, or that there's been conflicts between bicyclists and motorists. So really having an understanding of the problems in the community, but also we like to see that they've started to think about what the community wants and what the future would look like.
Probably the best example of a community in eastern North Carolina that's benefited from bike paths is Emerald Isle. While the seaside community didn't seek out DOT's bicycle and pedestrian planning grant, they recently completed a bike path that runs the complete length of town, about 11 miles.
It's really crowded all the time. In some cases, there are more people riding bikes or running or walking on the path than there are cars on the road.
Town manager Frank Rush says their bike path project started in 2004 as a way to connect residential areas with commercial centers.
We see folks all the time who get on their bikes in the evening. Maybe they ride down and get ice cream from an ice cream shop, or maybe they stop at a gift shop, or maybe they ride their bikes down to a restaurant or to the movie theater.
In addition to bringing positive economic impact to local businesses, Rush adds the 10-foot-wide concrete sidewalks increase the aesthetic appeal of Emerald Isle.
It's so much improved with the bike path in place than it was prior to the bike path. To see people out and about moving around, I think that just enhances the atmosphere here at Emerald Isle. And of course, as a tourist destination, we're trying to do anything we can to make the community as attractive and pleasing as possible.
Creating paths specifically for bicycles and pedestrians also improves safety by getting them off the pavement. From improving a crosswalk to developing a dedicated bike path, the North Carolina Department of Transportation is seeking grant proposals for their Bicycle and Pedestrian Planning Grant initiative. Transportation planner Brian Pohl encourages municipalities across the state to apply.
This year, it's new. We are allowing county governments with populations that have less than 25,000 residents. They can apply as well as the county.
The Bicycle and Pedestrian Planning Grant is paid for by the General Assembly and federal funding sources. The deadline to submit the electronic application is Friday, December 4th. For more information, go to publicradioeast.org.